This is a follow-up consultation on Bronna, B-R-O-N-N-A, last name McClendon, M-C-C-L-E-N-D-O-N, date of birth, December 9, 1956, patient's in for Dr. Klein, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 65-year-old female comes today for evaluation. For her previously diagnosed tendency for hemochromatosis, new paragraph symptoms. She recently had teeth pulled because of abscess. She has been on amoxicillin with, she's on Augmentin 850 milligram twice daily. She also had separated shoulder, and that is hurting to some extent. In past she had hepatitis C infection. She's seeing Dr. Fletcher now, and she's gonna be placed on hepatitis C antiviral therapy. She also reports that she has a cataract which is ready to be operated. New paragraph. Her past medical history, history of a silicone implant in the breast, but recent evaluation showed they are stable. The patient also had family history of hemochromatosis. Few family members did die of hemochromatosis. New paragraph, physical exam. She is 65, weighing 129, blood pressure 137 or 78. Patient is normochaephilic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis 1, history of hemochromatosis, diagnosis on history, family history of hemochromatosis. Diagnosis 2, recent tooth abscess. Diagnosis 3, history of hepatitis C. New paragraph recommendations. A lab recently was done which showed ferritin of 38, which is normal. Hemoglobin was 13.3, which is normal. And creat was 43.4, which is normal. Everything essentially was unremarkable except for slightly elevated ALT and AST. New paragraph. Recommendations, we'll go ahead and see patient in follow-up about 3 to 4 months for evaluation. Other than that, she could continue following with you for her medical issues. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Bronna McClendon. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Klein. Thank you.